Monday, February 25, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 1 p.m., Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 p.m.
I know you have a bunch.
Then I need a motion to come out of closed session for the discussion on hearing 18A0049 and 18A0050.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Number 15.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, and it is 1:15. Okay, we'll move on to C, to approve or disapprove the Dakota County Attorney to offer the settlement agreement in Turk case 18A0049 and 18A0050.
Is that your motion?
Yes, I will make a motion that we approve the County Attorney to offer the settlement in those cases.
I will second that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yeah.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay. We'll move on to mail and or emergency business. And I don't believe we have any of either. Public comment for the Board of Equalization. I don't believe we're going to have any public comments, so we will adjourn at 1:17.
All right. At 1:17, we'll go ahead and start our regular County Board of Commissioners meeting. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Do we have any public comment? Anybody want to comment on anything that's not on the agenda?
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Public comment we'll offer at this time. I don't see there's anybody here to comment, so we're going to go ahead and move on to the consent agenda items. We will approve the previous minutes from February 11th, 2019. Also approve the payroll claims, which I had gone through earlier and everything seemed to be in order. Approve the accounts payable. Commissioner Albanicious and myself had sat down for a couple hours this morning and approve the official reports, clerk of district court, register of deeds, and the clerk's reports. All right. So, like I said, Larry came in earlier, and we had a chance to go through the accounts payable, everything seemed to be in order. Have the reports from the clerk, register of deeds, and clerk of district courts here. And anybody have any questions or any issues with any of the consent agenda items?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items from item A to D.
I'll second that.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. All right, new business. Approve resolution 19C-004, adopting and approving the execution of an agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for project number NH-129-1-30, southbound US 77 and G Street detours. That project When is that project scheduled to start?
Didn't say, did it? That's what I was wondering.
Immediately.
Just say two nights of this, 60 days of that, but never really said what the start is.
Specifically when it is.
And maybe they don't know. Effective date. Immediately upon fully executed. He wouldn't know.
Yeah. Oh. State's deal there.
So this is their proposed alternative routes. And we basically need to approve the alternative routes. I mean, I would guess they're not, you know, they're going to do this improvement project.
Yeah.
Are they going to do that major amount of work to 77 that got route traffic over to G? And that G's by the Twin Churches, right?
No.
They're changing the overhead sign on 77, and they're doing repairs to the G Street overpass bridge.
That's between the mall and, like, we get, like, IBTs up here.
Yeah.
This G Street. So people that come from the mall.
The state's going to do a project?
If you lived over here, you couldn't just go over the bridge.
Would you have any objection?
Yeah, they have to go like this.
To
get to these little houses. There's some houses right here.
Then rerouting traffic on Old Highway 20. That's going to be two days to put a new sign up. And then they're going to reroute traffic around this intersection for 2 months.
Yeah.
When they work on that overpass.
The only thing I told to ask for my concern, I just ask if there was any repairs to be done before or after in case, and they said no.
On this?
On the road,
on the detour itself.
On the detour.
Surface?
But I was aware that they are going to do it.
Okay.
Most of it's on the bridge, and signage is a 2 or 3 day projects.
Okay.
But this is a 60 day that they're going to route people this way rather than do this, so that
it's going to be a mess, in my opinion.
And just this one, why? What about these? So you can still come from Homer and go out to the mall the way we always do.
Yep. Yeah, you can.
Even though there's little X's there.
Yep.
I thought. So what are they closing down? This, right?
You must not be able to do that little thing right there, because you have to go on.
It's very close right here, right, well, Fred?
I think
the G Street overpass?
It's just the overpass.
I think it's just the overpass, not the interstate itself. I'm pretty sure just the overpass.
And that's the road all the way around. Everything is in the city. So it's going to affect the Tyson traffic
even
at night, daytime.
This part of C Avenue, G Avenue, whatever you want to call it, this section that right there, which is still county, is the only part the county would be.
And there are lots of alternative routes that anybody that lives around here is going to use.
You'll see the bypass in South Sioux taking the brunt of is what you're going to see.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the city maintains this out here, out to Boomer's here.
That's only for 3 days, that part there.
So this little refood tour is just a couple of days. Yeah, that's good.
And that's for some kind of signings they're doing, they said, on that one. But the one that's going to last 2 months is actually the C Avenue, G Avenue overpass.
So working on the deck of that, or did they say, Fred?
They did not say. I'm assuming the county was responsible for the guardrails on that, so it has to be just the deck or the railings on the bridge.
In 2 months.
It's the only thing the state has there.
Is there a requirement to notify people of this?
I just came from that meeting.
Or not?
At the legislative meeting for that road, for that highway, for that stretch in there.
Yep.
And I think they're going to do the bridges, put a layer on them.
Okay.
Because they're saying they're not going to tear it up, but they say by putting a, like an inch layer of asphalt that preserves
what they have.
What they have instead of tearing it up. And they will reroute, but they're going to try to leave the so there's, you know, on the four lane,
mm-hmm.
they'll do the just close one side off
at a time and cross it over. And,
yeah, so they're so they don't interfere with the traffic. And then at just night, they're going to put the signage, the signs up, the big signs across
okay.
the interstates.
Thanks for that.
Sure. Yeah, it was. He gave a good presentation, and it was pretty clear on what they were going to do there. So.
Yep.
So do we need to notify local homeowners, or they're already aware?
They'll be aware with
the
signage.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So they get some kind of notification. Mm. All right. I'll make a motion. Is that what we need?
Mm-hmm.
A motion to approve the agreement. I mean, we're really, there's nothing we really have to do in regards to this.
No, we're just accepting our...
The resolution states that you enter into the agreement and you authorize the board to execute the agreement. That's what
you're doing. Okay. Make a motion, I guess.
In the motion, you had stated resolution.
Approve resolution 19C-004 adopting and approving the execution of an agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for the project. Number NH-129-130, southbound US 77 and G Street detours.
Seconded.
I mean, you guys know more about roads than I, so speak up.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be offended if you.
What's that? Yeah.
Take one. Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Next, the board to acknowledge receipt of a petition to close or vacate 250th Street between S Avenue and Highway 35, minimum maintenance, S 24 and 23, T 27N, R 6E, approve a resolution 19C-005, directing Highway Superintendent to conduct a study and provide a written report to the board. Fred, what do you got going there?
All I know is Pat has got a petition to it. I guess that's just the start of it. We'll go through the public hearings. It's just a minimum maintenance road. I can write you up a report of what it is, and you guys can make your decision from there. The way it sounds, all landowners are in acknowledgement of closing it. There's not a problem. Me personally, not either.
Okay.
With the road department.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do your public comment, I guess you'll have to decide then if there's someone against it or mm-hmm. or not.
Yep.
Is there an abandoned bridge to the east of that road?
Is there an abandoned bridge on that road?
Yeah, no. On the east end of it?
There's a large culvert right off the edge of the highway there.
Yeah.
But that is the state's.
Yeah.
That is not the county's. That's still in the state right-of-way.
How long a section are they talking about here?
That's probably, I'll have to Google it. About three-quarters of a mile. It isn't a full mile.
Uh-huh.
I did 3,523 feet is when I did the map on the GIS website.
Part of it runs up to R Avenue across the highway there and then back to the north.
So it's that green, you guys have that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's that green line from S Avenue to Highway 35 there. That.
Is there anybody opposed to it?
We haven't had.
I haven't heard of anybody. When you do your final, you'll have a public hearing on it. And once when you have your public hearing, If there's someone that opposes it, I'm assuming they'll be here.
If you look at the people that signed the petition, they are the adjoining landowners. Juan, Palomino.
The west end of the road is very steep. It's cut down. There's large banks on the side. It's always been hard to maintain. Had a lot of cave-ins and stuff there. Very steep road. It actually comes up to S Avenue at a steep incline right at the top of a hill, and it is kind of dangerous. So it would not be, in my report, that will be part of it, just from the safety fact, just to have someone come off that road traffic is going north and south would be another good reason to close it.
So when it is, if it does get vacated, you put a barrier up, is that what, barricade up, or...
It would return back to the original landowners, whether they fence it off or what they want to do.
Yep.
It would be entirely up to them.
Mm-hmm.
The county will not be in control of it.
Okay.
So it would be private property. It could be posted any way they'd like.
Oh, very good.
About the only time that we actually use barricades on any closed road is if we close a section of it where there's still part of the county road leads up to it. Then we have barricaded parts of it.
This must be way over on the west side of the county.
Yeah. Is T Avenue our last road?
Okay.
Yeah. So ST. A mile from
this section is just a dead end road off of S Avenue and Highway 35, so there's no other access to it once it is closed.
You want to show her on there where it's at?
Yeah, Fred, would you open that up?
I think it's that curve that kind of curves back this way towards Emerson.
Yeah, before Stoltz's corner where Lux's used to have their farm place.
Okay, so it looks like there's a place right there.
Yeah, they've been peeling dirt off that hill.
And okay, that's what that is.
I've never seen anyone on that road for a legitimate reason.
This is a section of road right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And it is. It's.
Emerson,
but there, this is Highway 35
coming out there, and
35, and this is S Avenue right here, and this is the steep hill I'm talking about right here, where it intersects with S Avenue.
Okay.
But it's just this little section of road here. You can see it. It is probably 3/4 of a mile.
That little short piece that comes off a T there, is that active?
This one here?
Yeah.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, there's a little house, or is it just one house or two houses back there?
Right, please. Yes, we still take care of it.
We still take care of that road?
Yes. Actually, at the end of this area, his mailbox sits, and then his lane turns and goes north probably another 1/4 mile. And for the life of me, I can't think of his name right now.
So we do all the maintenance from up at 140th all the way to Emerson?
No. Dixon County does it to 220th Street.
So why would we do that little short piece?
Because it's in our county, on the county line.
Why would we want to drive around 2 miles to do a tenth of a mile of road?
But if it's a road that's in Dakota County that has a house on it, we got to do it.
Well,
there's a house there.
You'd cop it.
Jeez, think about that. Run that motor right around there, 2 miles either way you go.
If
we just bought his house from him and moved him.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm telling him, here's $2,000 to take care of your own road.
This is minimum maintenance also. We do that. We do the exact same thing on the next mile up, too. This is actually minimum maintenance. From here to here, there's a dwelling right there.
Yeah.
And we do the exact stuff right there, the next mile up. So he's got them two steps to catch.
Shoot, they need some money. If I can buy $2,000 or $3,000, it's your road now from now on. Well, think about it.
Yeah.
You go buy a farm truck with a bucket on that in front of it. Looks to me like that'd be the route to take. Maybe get rid of a motor grader or something.
There, ain't it? Conservative.
Think about it.
All right, so then the process would be going forward, we would have a hearing, is that right?
After the petition is presented to the board directs the highway superintendent by resolution to conduct a study and provide a written report within 30 days, and that is what your resolution 05 is today. Mm-hmm. And then after Fred brings back that report, then the board is to publish a notice of the hearing to abandon the road 3 consecutive weeks, and we notify the abutting landowners by certified mail 2 weeks before the hearing. And then at the next meeting, well, after 3 weeks, we mm-hmm. have the public hearing. And then the next meeting after the public hearing, you decide by resolution what you are doing with the road.
Right.
You're vacating it, you're giving it back to the landowners, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Once you give it back after 3, you never, I mean, don't have to worry about it. I mean, I put them in a domain. If you ever really did need to get a roadway back, you just...
Well, your section lines.
Right. What's that? What was the question? I'm sorry.
You have something down the road. They had to reopen a road there. It's on a section line road. You know, could you use eminent domain and had to down the road?
If it ever had to be reopened.
Yeah, if it had to.
I mean, if someone wanted to bought land there, land
was landlocked.
Developer or something
you'd go through the same process to reopen it.
Okay.
If someone wanted to build a house back there or something like that.
Okay.
We did this with Lynch Avenue last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
Closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The north end of it.
Okay. And then it basically saved us some maintenance costs in the meantime, and if nobody's living out there, it's not an issue.
It's not used.
Okay. You want me to make a motion?
Yeah, why don't you?
Or to, board acknowledges the receipt of the petition to close and vacate 250th Street between S Avenue and Highway 35. I move to approve the resolution directing Highway Superintendent to conduct the study and provide a written report to the board within 30 days. Is that what you said, Joan? What we need to do? This is my motion to direct the Highway Superintendent to conduct the study and provide a report. Is that what my motion is?
Okay.
Within 30 days.
I'd second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony? Kevin?
Yes.
Yes. All right, Fred, you're front and center for your county road report.
February 10th through the 23rd, 26 hours of maintenance, 91 hours of overtime, 17 hours of tree and debris removal, 396 hours of snow removal, signs 28 hours, road concerns, snow removal of 230 Street, Bennett Avenue, R Avenue, and Quimby. Just a few of them were windrows and driveways, that kind of thing. Need to be wider, open more. When are we coming?
Equipment hold up pretty well through that?
Yes.
Weather?
But when would you plan on hauling rock to the yard to stockpile for the rain?
When it's really bitter cold, we have a problem with the freezing in it. We do the spray antifreeze in it, is what we do. I keep it from sticking in the trucks, but we've been planning on it for last month, and just between the cold weather and snow, haven't got to it.
But if the stockpile or the pile over there is frozen and lumpy, and the box is cold and froze, it wouldn't hardly stick unless they put wet stuff in, right?
What happens, there's just enough moisture in there when you... it's just a little bit of frost or whatever gets onto it, but it will stick on there, yeah.
Yeah, it does sometimes with things, but...
it
confuses.
We will be hauling... want to haul some in our yard, yes.
I see other guys hauling all varieties of material, you know?
You see ready mixes hauling, so I mean, saying it can't be done there. It's just...
And they've got independent guys hauling dirt and this and that and everything. God, I would think we'd want to get a jump on things because the way this summer or spring's going, summer's going to be here 2 weeks from today, it's going to turn off and the roads are going to turn to nothing but mud.
Yes, I agree.
And we got to be prepared for it. You know what I mean? Rather than then to hire and outsource the work to other people, it would seem like it'd be the thing to get ahead of it a little as best a guy can. I know it ain't going to be perfect, but if I look for this year, it'd be probably the worst spring in a long time.
Don't say that.
No, I mean, it's coming.
I got the ground levels with the, you know, the places where we have our spring,
yeah,
are way up. I've never seen that before. I've heard of people say their sump pumps are running in their basement all winter, stuff that's a little unusual, so...
I know the pond that I live on, since the ice went on, is up about 6 to 7 inches.
The river's new that.
Yes.
And that just probably never
happened. It's unusual. It is unusual.
Like, you take going west on Wiggle Creek, there, just past Harris's yard, the water run out of that hill, but it has been ever since ever. It always does, you know. But not to any major degree like today. It's going, it's getting out on the pavement, but there's still, I still think that it had somewhat of a ditch there, which it don't have. It would keep that water in the ditch and not up along the edge of the paving like it's been going on and cutting along the edge of the paving. Now, Matt did try to fill it in last summer, but it's not going to stay there because the ditches, the hill slid on, filled in the ditch. There is no zero ditch now, so that should be addressed in the spring.
Yeah.
A lot of things that really need to get addressed. Another thing we nobody ever talks about is Dixon Path down there. There's a portion of that. I'm understanding that Dixon Path is all ours to take care of as a county. Is it my right or wrong?
From down to the first curb, down past the concrete guy there.
That's what you told me. And then Bruce Davis says, no, we go through up to the stop sign at 8th. He says it's ours. So, whatever, immaterial, but at the corner north, that needs to get fixed. Because there ain't going to be no road left there in a couple of years. I'm thinking of that. And something, and then over here on North Bluff Road, that thing, when you drive it, those joints are really getting bad.
Yep.
And the biggest reason for it getting bad is that the water's going into the joints, it's not sealed properly. It's time to be routed and sealed. The water's going in joints, standing under the slab. When Ronnie took that piece out last fall, which was just a small piece that should have been taken out, there was a void under there. But if you drive down there after it rained, there's muddy water spurts up out of the panels, out of the cracks. See, the water's getting in underneath there. That entire thing needs to get routed and sealed and some replacement of the panels. And it cost, it looks to me like near, a guy could, $50,000 for the tar and routing, and maybe $100,000 removal, you know. You know, it just maybe, you know, instead of thinking about major investments, some of those things should be addressed. And even, you know, that frontage road there along on Sawmill Road, you'd get off 77, you get on through the Tompkins area. That hasn't been tarred. There's a crack there that big. You know, it ain't doing it any good. It's a miracle it's in light ground. That's the thing that's saving it, is being a sandy area. Whereas the hill up there isn't. And there's that and other things, you know, the need really should be looked at seriously, because to me, it's pointless to go out and build a $300,000 bridge when the other stuff is deteriorating and falling apart when it could be saved with some investment. I guess it was my money, and I'd want to see it spent on Dixon Path and for sure the Bluff Road, and really do something with that piece of Sawmill Road. Maintenance is a real important part of the infrastructure, and that's something that I don't see much being done. It's one of the things that's better about spending $250,000 on a quarter mile of road in some of people's eyes, but it ain't the answer. Need to fix all that stuff.
But what bridge are you talking about? 300?
Oh, any bridge. Well, 360. I think, didn't we look at that gentleman today? It's up to 360? Hogs?
The Hogs Bridge.
Yeah. Bridge. But there's some, that's another thing. There was some, in that whole bridge thing, there was adders that they added to the original contract of extra additional piling, 10 or 12 inch H-pile.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that have been in the original bid?
It was.
Well, the form that I looked at.
If you look to reach their bearing.
Yeah, I can understand that's why they did it, yeah.
Yeah, well, there'll be an extra on the extra bid that if they got to reach bearing, it's so much a foot.
Okay, so when that was read at 260, when it was read at 260, it's up to 300 now, I think it is.
Because they don't know what the bearing is.
All right, I understand that, but I mean, I was left with the impression it's going to be $260,000 for that bridge, which I thought was a real bargain. But now it seems to be a less of a bargain. You know, still a bargain, but still less of a bargain.
But that was part of the bid process, is to reach that certain bearing, it would be so much a foot extra.
Yeah, I can understand doing it that way. It's just that I guess I wasn't aware of it. It maybe should have been 260 plus alternates when it was read.
Well, basically, that's what it is with its 260, but then any additional foot of piling to meet their standard is X amount per foot.
But I guess I and others didn't take it that way. Mm. We thought we were going to, I thought, and others thought we was getting this bridge for $260,000, which it was a heck of a deal. See, now it turns out it's 300.
But at any project, I mean, even buildings or anything like that, you know, bids and everything else, something comes up.
Right.
You know,
I mean, yeah, I understand that part because I've been through it a hundred times. But the point I'm trying to make is it'd be nice to know that up front and he'd have it said that way.
The
bridge could exceed the 260 and reach to 300 if we got to go with another 200 or 300 foot H mile.
Okay.
You know, I thought it was getting a real deal, but it didn't turn out to be such a deal as I thought. So. Immaterial. I wish I'd known. But oh, another thing, Fred, if you do have a set of plans and specifications for M Avenue.
On the
page? Yeah.
No. They came here and gave a presentation, but no set of plans was ever given off of that. But they did come here and show us what their plans were. They had it all on computer.
There's no hard copy.
They didn't give us a paper set of plans.
I must have missed that meeting.
No, they must have. Because they did. They set it up on the video screen. You drove it, simulated driving it.
So that's where the cuts were and fills.
Yeah, and you were there.
Well, it must have been before the first year. Though.
But they still have that, Larry.
Huh?
They still have that.
No, I don't. I just want to see a hard copy and see what. Because the same thing's going to happen there. That $670,000 is going to turn into $900,000 before it's all over.
Because you'd be pretty well set with a bid there with paving there, unless you found an extra there.
Well, there's some subgrade over there about 100 foot long or 150 that's soft. So it has a cord out and bring in the materials and then fly ash what's there. Because when they was hauling grain out of the hills out to 35, there was a stretch there toward the bottom of the hill, but before you get to the bridge, about 100, and, well, it might have been 150 foot long. It was breaking up, boiling up.
Yeah, they drilled cores all the way up the road.
Yeah.
And they cored a 10 core sample.
What does that report say?
Specifically, foot by foot, I don't know, but they thought that there was going to, they were pretty satisfied with the material, that they didn't think that there's going to have to be a lot of, taking, repacking.
Yeah. But they could have missed that spot, too. Another question I would have about that whole thing, has that ever gone to the state for its approval?
Was that right?
Has that ever, that road design, has it gone to the state for approval?
Mm-mm. It's not been to that point. You know, we've got the initial costs.
Right.
For that project, but we haven't approached the state or anybody else with it because we haven't made a decision on if it's a project that's going to go forward.
But I think, though, if, say, the state, if they're going to have money involved, they're going to want to review it.
Yeah, that's if they're going to have money involved, and they haven't committed to that either.
And then they might say, well, you can't build that like that. You got to take 12 foot or 20 foot off that hill, get that down to where the line of sight's further. See? Off those two knobs, and you can't do it because it'll screw up the driveways and the cemetery.
Yeah, they had that all in that all in that drive-through, you know how much drop there would be. You'd have to put a retaining wall in one section at the end of that. The one landowner they needed to contact. So they'd looked at those things.
Just so it don't happen, like the bridge might end up being another 25% greater.
I have a question as well. The 91 hours of overtime, is that included? Is that in addition? Like, for instance, snow removal was about 300, almost 400 hours. And then overtime was 91. Is that included in that, or is that in addition above? I guess, I don't know.
The overtime, Fred, is that's when, like, they all came in and worked on Sunday?
Yes.
So
anything over your eight-hour day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, like yesterday, was all overtime on a Sunday.
Okay.
So that
400 hours of snow removal, about a quarter of that was on off days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or after 8 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Just didn't know for sure if those, so that's part of that.
That can be in
total.
Both categories, yeah.
Okay.
But I was thinking that Sunday was an overtime day if you only worked 4 of the days out of the week by the union agreement. Well, that's what I thought.
Sunday is the first day of the work week.
Yeah, so it's
anything over 40 hours.
Anything over 40, but so if you worked Sunday, Tuesday, well, this time it was a holiday on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So those hours aren't on here yet.
This is through the 23rd.
That's the week before.
Oh.
Prior week.
Oh, that's the 23rd.
Oh, I thought it says the 10th through the 23rd, so that'd be through Saturday, wouldn't it? Maybe not.
Yeah.
They did not work Saturday, they worked Sunday, so
yeah,
that's going to be on
the first day.
Oh, okay.
So this includes the day of the blizzard hit, huh?
Yep.
Isn't that Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
So we had snow removal then, the A1 and A2, A3,
how
and so forth, A10.
How was that day before President's Day?
Had a couple guys go out and do some grading on some war scores, Larry.
Well, that was actually grading dirt before.
That was just your regular work hours there.
Yeah. That's when I
came. Usually your overtime is snow removal this time of year.
That would have been. What number is Hines?
I am not sure, to be honest.
Because he went down and
I can tell you A5 is in Emerson, because that used to be the machine I run.
What's down here?
The one in
Dakota Lake, over there.
Dakota City
South
here?
Sioux, yeah, South Sioux, no. Over in the Gulf Road and stuff.
I am not sure which grader is which. I will...
It don't matter. But anyway, so he had some of them hours, because I had you have him come out and do a part of Elgin and sawmill, a little bit of sawmill.
Correct.
And 120 or 40, whatever that is.
Larry, for future reference, you can just stop out and you get a list, and then that would help you know, too, as far as which each of the districts are.
I will start putting the operator's name on top of it, besides just the unit number.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
That way... When I'm in the office, it's easy for me to. I don't go by greater numbers.
Yeah,
I
just
go by
guys.
Operator.
Yeah.
When Jolene puts it down, she goes by unit number. So, but I will have both on there for our next one.
Very good. Thank you.
Right, thanks, Fred. Thanks for having your guys out yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you get your road open way over yonder? I looked up that road and I was going to go up there. I thought, no.
I don't
always
know.
The motor grader's been there. I didn't go up there. I didn't go down Wiggle Creek and Ironton.
Matt came by my place yesterday, right around that 3 o'clock time frame, and knocked down some drifts.
Well, he got out to your place right away. The guy didn't come on my road until 6:30 last night.
I know that, you know, and I don't know that specifically, but I know that in the past, they like to try to keep the roads open where the law enforcement guys are, because there's a chance that they're going to have to get out.
Yeah.
They'll wait for the wind to go down.
Well, it was down at 9 o'clock at my place.
Oh, it was still moving pretty good at 3 o'clock. We were out in it.
You was down on the bottom on 77. I was, too. You were terrible.
No, I was... I'm up in the hills.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
It was...
On top of some of them hills, but I seen tracks going up from your dad's, going up that way, so they must have been getting through, and that was fairly early.
About a...
That was about...
A half mile from my place, there was about a 4.5-5 foot drift
north
across the road. North.
Well, what are you going to your place then?
No. No, it was about 30, 40 yards long, so...
Any commissioner committee reports?
Right before I left on vacation, we did have some nice interviews for some jail positions. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. And that's the second round of folks we've had.
How many are they looking, what are they looking
for? They're looking to fill the night supervisor position. And
okay.
So we had, I think we had 5 candidates for that one, and came with... with a nice recommendation. I don't know if any of them have been acted on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we interviewed only 3 made it through the written exam and the physical of 9 for the jailer position. So we did rank those 3 candidates. So, yeah, so there should be some new employees in, I would guess. I understand that the sheriff actually does the final selection, but some candidates. So
all right.
And I did miss the RC&D meeting this week. I was on vacation.
Yep.
But I will catch up with him and figure out if there's anything relevant to us.
So. I thought there was a hiring freeze here in the county.
Well, there's not a hiring freeze.
No.
There was a couple years ago. There was a couple years ago, but I mean, and they're not adding any positions like the supervisors because a supervisor left. So they're putting a supervisor in there. So that jailer that takes that job, they'll replace that jailer. So there'll be no larger number of staff.
Oh.
Just replacing the person that has left.
The pension wage was 2 years ago already.
We hired you since then.
There were 2 guys left.
Yeah.
And it's the same situation. They're not adding any staff. They're just replacing people like that.
And I'm not sure that he's really out of them yet, but we had to go through the
process.
Put on the list and eligible.
That's what I understand. It's kind of a list.
I guess I told a couple guys who called me wanted a job with the road department, and I told them there was a hiring freeze on, so I guess I better...
You better call them back.
You know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately.
I think they have to post it, though, don't they?
Yeah, there's nobody terminated.
No, I know, but I told them. But, I mean, if somebody's quit or something, then
there's no
up and higher, these two people are going to think, boy, that dumbass don't know how to do it. Another one of them commissioners. Don't know nothing, so.
Do we have any mail or emergency business, Joan?
No.
No mail or emergency business? All right, 2 weeks in advance when we have our next meeting. Janet, would it work for you to come in to do claims?
What day
or,
is it?
March 25th is when you asked her to come.
Yeah. March 25th. I think I put it on my calendar, but I just want to make sure I have it on my calendar.
What's that? You have a meeting for a payroll? No.
I did have it on my calendar. Yes, I did. March 25th at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, perfect. Yep. Sounds very good. All right. If anybody got anything else they want to add? All right, let's adjourn.
Oh, I was impressed with that meeting I had with the health department.
The health department?
I was really impressed, yeah.
Yep. 158. They are they're a very well machine. They are really,
really is. Well,
they're really involved, and it's amazing the amount of people that they see. It's a heck of a health department.
Yeah. I've got a totally different outlook on that department.
I know the first time I met with them, too, it was an eye-opening experience.